What are some of the other clinical trial concepts? You mentioned combinations of biologics. What are some of the combinations that are being looked at?
There's been a lot of interest in combining VEGF pathway targeted agents, either the tyrosine kinases or bevacizumab, with the mTOR inhibitors. And there's not only temsirolimus that's out there, but there's also the parent compound sirolimus or rapamycin and RAD-001 or everolimus. I think there's a lot of interest in combining these classes of agents because they work on different but related pathways.
What about combining one or the TKIs with bevacizumab? What do we know about that, and to what extent is that being looked at?
That's being looked at as well, and there is a upfront trial that has now been initiated looking at sunitinib versus sunitinib plus bevacizumab, and the ECOG cooperative group is launching a randomized phase 2 trial with multiple combinations that include bevacizumab as well as both the sorafenib as well as the mTOR inhibitor temsirolimus. So those combinations are also being investigated.
Any toxicity concerns with any of these combinations, particularly when you sort of hit the vertical blocking of the same pathway two different places?
I think that there's little doubt when you combine drugs, you get increased toxicities. And I think that the biggest question that's out there is whether these combinations will prove to be any better than simply using the drugs in sequence, because we know that the combinations will increase toxicities. In the phase 1 studies, certainly the combinations with Avastin and the tyrosine kinase inhibitors have led to greater degree of toxicity of all the known toxicities of the tyrosine kinase inhibitors.
Can you talk a little bit about how the mTOR inhibitors actually work?
The mTOR inhibitors are mechanistically somewhat complex. They're all related to the natural product cyclic peptide sirolimus, which binds to a binding protein called FK228, which then binds to mTOR, which stands for the mammalian target of rapamycin, and inhibits this important protein in its biochemical activities. And the biochemical activities of mTOR are rather pleiotropic, but are all related to the cell's ability to sense its nutrient environment.